and I had developed developing the French section of IEEE, and I helped removing difficulties between the European National Electrical Association and IEEE, because you know there is a fundamental problem.
No, I didn't.
IEEE behaves and declares it is an international company. And it has many members all over the world. You know the various sections of IEEE. But in Europe, all European states have their national association of electricity and electronics. In France, it's SEE. There is one in Germany. There is a very strong one in England because they deliver the graduation for electrical engineer. You cannot become an electrical engineer in England if you haven't got the graduation from the British Association of Electrical Engineers. So, at the time, the IEEE knew those associations, but they wouldn't know them well. They were discarding them. They were organizing conferences and technological meeting in France, for example, and exhibition, because exhibition are a source of money. If you make a successful exhibition, it pays. So there was a kind of war of the European Association and IEEE. And since I was I was politely known in America and also in Europe. I knew the people on both sides, and I helped them join, have common meeting, making exhibition in common, and stopping war. And we made EUREL, EUREL, that is European Electricity. It is a federation of all national electrical associations, which is a good counterpart to IEEE. And now there's a lot of concertation, talking, and agreement between European and American associations for meetings. How do you call when people come for 2 or 3 days? What's the name?
Conference
meeting. Well, you know, people go into one town. There are 1,000 people in one town for a week on a given subject. And there are exhibition. And that's the main activity of a technological association. So I certainly, being well known in IEEE and in France and Europe, I help stopping the war between the two. There is no more war for the time being, for past 20 years. But all that was 20, 25 years ago. So I knew at this time the president of IEEE came in France. I was to become the chairman of the French Association, so I had the status to help stop the war. And I know I had no real difficulty. Once they started talking together, it was finished.